Good morning. It is good to welcome everybody. Haven't we already had a wonderful time of worship? These bells add so much, and we appreciate our chancel choir as always. It is a great day to be in worship, and you're probably very confident that I'm going to finish this sermon on time today. Auburn tips off at 1:20 today, I understand. So there's a pretty good chance that the sermon will be on point today. I wanted to share with you, this emphasis today is about Jesus' teaching. And in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus, as he encounters people, as things happen around him, he uses it as occasions to teach about the kingdom of God. And something happened to me the other day that I thought, like that. I thought that I'd share it and get your ideas about it. I was concluding one of the studies at 6 in the morning with the Gospel of Mark, and we finish 6:35, 6:45, and I finished up with all the things I needed to do at the moment, so I walked across the street to Waffle House to have breakfast. And on my way to Waffle House, something happened I didn't expect. I was walking across Old Ferry Road, and blowing in the wind was a $10 bill. And I still have it. And I have lost plenty of money over the course of my lifetime when it fell out of my pockets. And it was just, it was neat to walk up on a $10 bill. But then I started trying to look at this $10 bill through kingdom eyes. We'd just finished the Mark study, and thinking, what should I do with this $10 bill? What should I do with it? What's the right thing to do with it? Because there's all kind of possibilities. I could take it and just spend it at Waffle House. But you can tell I opted not to do that one. Was there a higher kingdom purpose maybe in discovering this 20 or this $10 bill? So I would like to pose that question to you today. What should I do with this $10 bill? My cell number is up on the screen, or will be. And this is going to be an interactive sermon. I want to engage you in the teachings that Jesus has. That's the way Jesus taught. He engaged the people he encountered. And so my question to you is, what should I do with this $10 bill that I found on the way to Waffle House the other morning? What should I do with it? And at the end of the sermon, if you text some responses, we will acknowledge those and see what some of your ideas are. Now, this series has been intriguing. The Gospel of Mark has 16 chapters and so many themes. So when you come up with the sermon series, you have to decide, where are we going to focus week to week? There are daily readings, of course. We're reading the entire gospel. But what do we focus on when we have the week-to-week sermons? So you may remember that the first week we started talking about the kingdom, that the kingdom of God is now, and it is, as Jesus said, the time has come, the kingdom is near, repent and believe the good news. And so that moves us into this gospel, and knowing that it's a kingdom kind of teaching, Jesus is bringing the kingdom of God to our attention. The second week, we took a look at the power of Jesus Christ, the power to cast out demons, to bring healing, to offer forgiveness. And what a powerful message. Many of us, we need that message of forgiveness more than anything. We seek Christ's healing. We seek even to have demons cast from us of what has taken us away from the things of God. Last week, we looked at how Jesus helps us with the storms, how he calmed the sea in the middle of the night. His disciples awakened him, saying, "Don't you care that we perish?" And Jesus stood awakened and he calmed the sea. And they asked the question, who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Well, today we move into another major component of this series that is throughout this Gospel of Mark. Jesus teaches. He went to the lakeside. He went onto a boat and he began teaching about the kingdom of God. And there's a lot of teachings in the Gospel of Mark. This parable of the sower is where Jesus moved into this particular teaching. And he taught about the kingdom of God is like the man who went out and sowed. Some of the seed cast fell upon the path. It was quickly snatched up. Some fell among the rocks and it could not take root. It was shallow. Some of the seeds fell among the thorns and it was choked out. But some of the seeds fell among good soil and it produced 30, 60, even 100 fold. So thinking with kingdom eyes, what are we to make of Jesus' teachings? Some of Jesus' teachings were in parables, of course, and we learn about the parables as we read through this parable of the sower, that Jesus looked for a way to penetrate hard hearts. And he often quoted Isaiah and saying, having eyes to see, you do not see, and hearts to understand, you do not understand. And parables have a way of sneaking up on us and there being a conclusion we might not expect. Sometimes the parables are simple and sometimes they are profound to understand. But Jesus spoke in parables. Jesus also spoke in kingdom teachings. And we know that some of these teachings in the Gospel of Mark just teach us about the kingdom of God. For instance, Jesus taught us that if we're going to follow him, we have to bear our cross and follow him to be his disciple. He also asked another kingdom question. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but to lose his soul? And so we have teachings that cut to the chase. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? And then we have many of Jesus' teachings that present themselves with just real life situations where there was a crowd and everybody was hungry. And so Jesus asked the disciples about their faith and he asked what they had and he fed them with 5 loaves and 2 fish. There was another occasion with the wind and the waves and the storm and Jesus asked again, where is your faith? Jesus taught in real life situations. And sometimes Jesus taught to confront religious people. For instance, when it was asked of Jesus, what should they do with money? Render it to Caesar? And they thought they were trapping Jesus with this question. And Jesus simply said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, unto God what is God's. So Jesus taught a variety of ways, reminding us that we learn in different ways. Some of us learn better through parables. Some of us learn through just straight up teachings. Some of us learn through life analogies and even through those things that surprise us and even shock us. We learn differently. And Jesus was aware of that when he taught about the kingdom of God in the Gospel of Mark. But regardless of the way that Jesus taught, he taught for the purpose of transformation. And Jesus was teaching with the purpose that our heart, our mind, our soul can be transformed. And so some of us, we are transformed as we begin to have thoughts about the kingdom of God. And those thoughts begin to take root in our life. Some of us, we come to know Jesus through our heart. I think about the woman in the Gospel of Mark that had been bleeding for 12 years. And she sought Jesus. She sought just to touch the hem of his garment so that she would be made whole and well. She reached out to to Jesus with all of her heart, just wanting the touch of the Master's garment. And she was healed, and her bleeding stopped miraculously after 12 years. Some of us come to Jesus with the needs of our soul. And our soul is what is most important in our life. Jesus commanded later on in the Gospel of Mark, when he was asked, what is the most important law? What is the most important commandment? And he quoted Deuteronomy, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. For some of us, we come to know Jesus because of the needs of our soul. So Jesus' teachings, they were offered in a variety of ways. They were also offered with the idea that sometimes we come to know Jesus through our heart, through our mind, and through the needs of our soul. All for the purpose of becoming a disciple of Jesus, a follower of Jesus. And so we have this relationship with Jesus presented to us through the Gospel of Mark, that Jesus is our rabbi, he is our teacher, and we are to follow him as the disciples who dropped everything and they followed Jesus. So we likewise, our goal in these teachings is to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, day to day, week to week, year to year. So my question to us this morning is, what's going on in our world and what's going on in our life that if we just open our eyes with this kingdom vision, that we might see it in a different way? If we looked at things through the Gospel of Mark and through the eyes of Mark, how might we see our world differently? What is it that is in front of us today that will help us grow as Christ disciple? So I'm going to pull out my phone and see if anybody has texted anything. And this part of the message is going to be interactive. And so I'm going to read what you've written. I have one suggestion, what to do with the $10. Tithe the $10. So I guess take $1 out of the 10 and tithe it is one suggestion. I want to mention that earlier in the early service, Brian said it was his $10 and I should give it back. But I didn't see him at Waffle House that morning. So I'm not buying that. Another person has written or texted, use it to bless someone unexpectedly. That's a good idea. Go back to Waffle House and pay for another person's meal. Pay it forward. That's a good suggestion. Pray to the Lord and ask what he would do with the $10. So those are good observations. And Brad just texted, I didn't even know he was here, take the staff out to lunch. Or at least me. All right. Well, those are wonderful suggestions. But I wonder if there's any suggestions you would like to, very briefly from where you're seated, and I'll try to listen and repeat if it's not clear to everybody else, but what do you think I ought to do with this? Just in the spirit of Jesus teaching, using whatever happened to him in his life journey to teach, what do you think I ought to do with this $10? Give it to a homeless person. That's a good suggestion. Bet on Kentucky. I think I'm going to have to open another part of the Gospel of Mark. When Jesus reprimanded someone. When he rebuked him. There you go. Thank you. And there you are. All right, any other suggestions? Use it to pay your income tax. All right. It is that time of season. Render unto Caesar. Yeah, that's the Mark version. Anything else? Give it to God. Yes. Okay, that's a good suggestion. That would be more like the parable of the sower. Let it fall on some good soil. All right, anything else? All right, I want to go live with this sermon. We've got a few minutes. And is there anything on your mind today that's on your mind that you'd like to lift up? And we'll take a quick look into the Gospel of Mark and see what maybe how our response should be to that. Anybody?
I'm concerned about the farmers in the Midwest that are being devastated by floods.
Right. Brian said the farmers who are being devastated by the floods. And perhaps we're reminded of Mark's words when he showed compassion for the people because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And that was just prior to his feeding of the 5,000. And so there would be a multitude of people in the Nebraska and the Midwest that are feeling the impact of these storms. Jackie, do you have something? All right, she has an aunt that's concerned about melanoma. And of course, the Gospel of Mark presents Jesus. He, through his eyes, we see Jesus with the capacity to heal. We see Jesus with the capacity to bring comfort as a good shepherd to those who are in need of him. And so the Gospel speaks of Jesus' healing power, the power of prayer, the power of fasting, the power of walking with God, and even bearing the cross when we have to bear the cross to be Christ's disciple. Someone else or something else? Yes. All right. The divisions in our country because of politics. And I think about the teaching. I think it's chapter 3 or so about Jesus saying a house divided against itself can't stand. And he's actually speaking about Satan, that Satan cannot stand against Satan, and that a house divided against itself cannot stand. And that's a great teaching for our country and for anyone, a family, a church, that if we're divided against each other, we're not as strong for God. And God seeks to bring us together in unity through the power of Christ.
Philip, Ron Morris asked a really good question at the 8:00 service, and I really appreciated your answer. So I think this bears repeating. Ron's question was, what do you see in the Gospel of Mark as a primary teaching for our church right now?
Right. I keep going back to chapter 1, and this verse really spoke to me preparing for the morning sessions and for some of what we'd be doing in the preaching, is Jesus' first words recorded in Mark: the time has come, the kingdom is near, repent and believe the good news. In the church, we can always find reasons not to fully be the church. But I hear that as a wake up for us to the time is now, the kingdom is near, and repent and believe the good news. And our role as a church is as important as it's ever been. We do face challenges. We face challenges really at every corner. I don't know of a time that's been more challenging than right now. But I hear those words of Jesus, And they are really strong. As I think about the whole Gospel of Mark and Jesus' first words introduces us, the time has come and it's time for us to be fully the church. And all that means the kingdom is near to help us. Jesus is near to help us. And if we need to repent of anything, we need to repent and to go forward in the good news. We know there's enough bad news in the world today. We don't need more bad news, do we? We need to be the church, and we need to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes. Okay. Concern for the unborn and abortion. In the reading tomorrow, I believe it's going to be in the reading tomorrow and perhaps later on in the week as well, Jesus, and the reading yesterday, Jesus warned that it would be better to have a millstone cast around your neck and cast into the sea than to harm or to mislead a little one. And that's, as far as I know, that's the strongest teaching Jesus makes in the Gospels. He also blesses little children. I think we get that to that tomorrow. Do not hinder the children, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Other observations or anything that you would, and please understand, this is just interacting with the gospel. We will continue to reflect and pray about these questions that have been raised, and they're not easy answers, but the gospel of Mark speaks to everything that we're going through. I believe that. Anything else? Well, let me conclude this message by just sharing again as a recap that Jesus taught in a variety of ways. He taught through parables. He taught through everyday life situations, questions that were on people's minds. He shared in parables. He shared in kingdom teaching. He shared in everyday life situations. He spoke to the mind. He spoke to the heart. He spoke to the soul. And it is all for the purpose that we would be his disciple, that we would walk with him day to day, and that we would grow in him every day as his disciple. He is our rabbi, and to be his disciple, one dimension of that discipleship is to learn from him every day. Would you pray with me? Thank you, God, for this time to think about what it would have been like to hear the teachings of Jesus about the parable of the sower by the seaside. We thank you for the scripture, for the Gospel of Mark that continues to teach us the truth and the teachings about the kingdom of God from Jesus. And now we pray we'll be his disciple, that we'll go forward this week listening and paying attention to even the things that happen to us we don't expect to happen. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.